Hey Gratitude Seeker, remember how you felt when you had to go back to school? Maybe you were part of the minority that was happy to go back, but if you're like me, you felt sad, and you didn't want the summer holiday to end. But let's take this experience and turn it into something positive for us right now. But first, like always, let's take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. The school year is starting here, and while it's an exciting time for parents that are taking their kids into the first grade, I remember how I felt when the school year started and the summer holiday was over. Usually in September, where I lived, it was always rainy, and it somehow felt like God felt our sadness and cried all the time with us. The nice thing about summer, it was the fact that we were free. We were free to play, to hang out with our friends, to go outside. We didn't have homework to do each and every day, and also we didn't have the emotional pressure of being great at school. As I grew up, I understood that the pressure of being good in school was really high because somehow I associated getting good grades and being good in school with my parents loving me. I somehow felt that I was not worthy of love if I wasn't doing good in school, and you can't blame me, right? Because all the time they were asking me about the grades, and it seemed that it was the only thing that was important starting from a certain age. It was all about grades and how school is going and how great I'm doing in school. So if you're a parent, don't do that. Your child is so much more than just grades. Of course, I'm aware that they had good intentions and it was important for me to get good grades so that I can go to high school and to good high school and to a good college and so on and so forth. But truth be told, I kind of hated it. I actually couldn't wait for school to end, to finish high school and to finally be free. Besides going to school and being there about 6 to 8 hours each and every day, I had to do homework and I had to prepare for different exams. I don't know if you can relate to this, if you have a similar experience, but in those moments, in those 12 years, I could only dream of the life that I'm having right now. And I know it might sound silly, but it's the same us, the one that was in school and the one that is today, even though we have layers on top of that. And that inner child that had to go through all of those years is still there. But the thing that we can appreciate today is the fact that we don't have to do that anymore. And our inner child is actually really happy about that. We today have much more freedom than we used to do when we were children. Freedom to make decisions, freedom to do things that are important for us, and as silly as it may seem, the freedom from homework. Especially if you're an employee, when the work schedule is over, you're basically done for the day and you don't have to think about it anymore. So think about how it was for you when you were a child, when you were in school, and how your life is right now. Think about what you can appreciate about this situation, about how it is different, how it is better, and observe how happy your inner child is. It's not an easy exercise to do because you have to go many years in the past to relate to those feelings, to the things that you've felt in those moments, but it is a good exercise to appreciate what you have in the present moment. But if you really don't like where you are right now, in your job, or when it comes to how much you get paid, finally, I have a solution for you. Write me an email at hello@georgianbenta.com and I will tell you more about it. Thanks a lot for listening. Keep seeking and spreading gratitude.